Showtime on your Armed Forces Supper Club. On the air three times a week with America's top singing stars. Harry Como, Joe Stafford, Maggie Lee, the Fontaine Sisters, the Starlighters, and featuring the orchestras of Paul Weston, Dave Barber, and Mitchell Ayers. All brought your way by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. And now here's the star of your show, Joe Stafford.
World you live in. When you're in love, you're a master of all you survey. You're a gay Santa Claus. There's a brave new star-spangled sky above you. When you're in love, you're a hero, a Nero, Apollo, the Wizard of Oz. You've a kingdom, power and glory, the old, old, oldest of stories is new, true. You've built your Rome in just one day. Life is mystic, a midsummer's night you live in, a Turkish delight, you're in heaven. It's swell when you're really in love. Life is mystic, a midsummer's night you live in, a Turkish delight, you're in heaven. It's swell when you're really in love. It's a big, wide, wonderful custom-tailored vet asks me out for something wet. When the vet begins to pet, I cry, hooray! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, except I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, mean that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Ohio, Mr. Thorne calls me up from night to morn. Mr. Thorne wants cornered corn, and that ain't hay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Always true to you, always true to you. True to you, darling, in my way.
Ago, we did some words and music about some towns up and down the Mississippi River. Right after, we received quite a few letters from the folks down there, especially the folks in Natchez, Mississippi, asking us to do it again. The mayor of Natchez, Mayor Audley Connor, wrote that a good time might be right now when the Natchez Pilgrimage, the South's second biggest celebration, is in full swing. And so, thanks to all of you, and we're sure glad to oblige. Mighty Mississippi. Father of Waters, they call it. It runs through the hearts of cities and people. And you know, folks, it's funny how it reflects their personalities and moods. There's St. Louis. 18 miles of it along the river. Young, big, and businesslike. And as different as day and night, there's New Orleans. Old and so very proud. If you've never seen a quaint old southern city, go down to New Orleans. New Orleans, Mardi Gras land. Once a year, the whole town turns into a rollicking riot of color, and there's dancing in the streets.
But when the quiet of spring slips into town, the sounds of the carnival are only echoes. Street cries are heard in the warm air. And the ghost of Jean Lafitte and his brave pirates seem to be walking on their tiptoes through the French Quarter.
It's as if a long siesta has begun until another year and another Mardi Gras. But the Mississippi goes on and on, meeting and shaking hands with towns like Natchez. And there's a spot where the Old South really stays the same. And will forevermore, I guess. Miles of farms and plantations growing cotton. And a wonderful, slow way of living. The sun gets mixed up in the tangled branches of the old trees and peeks through the heavy moss. The blue sky seems to be holding gardens right up in the air. I'll bet the shadows around there are mighty pretty at night. When it's sleepy time down south. Pale moon shining on the fields below. Folks are crooning songs soft and low. Needn't tell me so because I know it's sleepy time down south. Soft wind blowing through the pine wood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease. When old Mammy falls upon her knees on the river a coming and going, splashing the night away. Hear those banjos ringing, the folks are singing. They dance till break of day. Dear old Southland with its dreamy song takes me back there where I belong. I'd love to be in Mammy's arms. Yes, the cities along the Mississippi are young and old, happy and even sad. And there's one that's all of these, all the time. The city where the blues was born, Memphis Town. The cosmopolitan city of the South. Bright lights and bright life around there. And of all the towns along the Mississippi, Memphis seems to smile the most and knows only happiness. Folks have just been down to Memphis Town. That's where people smile at you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime, I had the grandest time.
I was out of dancing with the Tennessee dear. A fella then in handy with a band you should hear.
While the people swayed, all the fellas played real harmonies. I never will forget the tune they called the Memphis Blues.
They got a fiddler there that really slickers his hair, and boy, he's sure to pull some balls. And then the big bassoon seconds to the trombone's groove. On just like a sinner on revival day.
That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a southern sorrow song. Here comes the very part that wraps a spell around my heart.
It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues.
The Mississippi River is long, deep, and wide. I got myself a rowboat pulled for the other side. And when I heard the music, I like to lay right down and die. You should have heard the singing come floating out across the sky.
Put on your fancy dancing shoes and ask the leader to play.
I met my good friend Bing Crosby in the NBC parking lot last Thursday. He was humming a mighty pretty song. I heard him do it on the Supper Club later. The very same one Paul and I recorded for Capitol.
Once and for always, let's have it understood. We will be together. Just the way we should. Let's not wait and hope for something more sublime. Don't you know that always isn't too much time for? And tonight we'll notify the stars above that once and for always and no less than always you and I will be.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.